opinion and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is Americanuck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Rock Friday on Americanuck Radio. This is Mike Phillip, and about a half an hour, I just happened to turn on another show, and they were just getting ready to read the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And I had a lump in my stomach waiting to hear it, to be quite honest. I'm just being honest here. I felt genuine concern for that guy. There's a lot more to it, and if you want my honest opinion, I think that they're probably going to keep coming after him with lawsuits, and I don't think it's completely over, but make no mistake, this is a massive victory. In Canada and the UK and Australia, a lot of Western nations, if you defend your life, liberty, and property, you are the criminal. Okay? We've reported cases like this. There have been several where people in Canada have actually won defending their farm or their family with a gun, but through that process, they basically lost everything due to the cost of defending themselves. And I think that this jury did a very good job. Now, here's the thing. If this jury had found him guilty, then they would have nothing to say if somebody came and attacked them or their family. You see how that works? Now that Kyle has been found not guilty on all charges, every single one, now if one of these scumbags comes to their house, then they have every right in the world to dispatch them to their eternal reward, whatever that might be. I know we don't talk about news on Fridays, but it just happened right before, about a half an hour before I went to air. So congratulations to Kyle and his family. And I hope that he cleans out MSNBC and CNN. And I hope the charges are laid over this MSNBC hack that was following the jurors in an obvious attempt to get their addresses, get their names, get their faces, take pictures of them, dox them, release it to the public. And they had to be aware of that, too. Now, winter has fallen here in the 51st. I've got a good foot or two of snow out in the backyard. And so I decided that we were going to do some fun in the sun kind of stuff today. We have loads of Beach Boys. Like this. Because, I don't know, I was looking at it. The Beach Boys were kind of the undisputed kings of beach party music, but there was a lot of other. There was Dick Dale. We've got a couple from him. One that, you know, everybody associates with Pulp Fiction, but actually that song was around a long time before that. Dick Dale, if he's still alive, is probably getting some handsome royalty checks on behalf of Quentin Tarantino. We've got Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. Remember those really, really bad beach movies in the 60s where, you know, they're all at Muscle Beach. And then for no reason whatsoever, like a school of fish all of a sudden just turning a different direction. All of a sudden they just all drop everything and start dancing. There's music playing, but there was no band on the beach. Those movies were terrible. But they're kind of funny in a cheesy way. And everybody that was in them is probably in a nursing home somewhere today. Let's kick things off on Fun in the Sun Beach Party Rock Friday with some Beach Boys. Oh, and before we get into it, I've already received the playlist for Rock'em Sock'em Saturday with the Leprechaun. And he's going to be doing a Thanksgiving weekend special. You're not going to want to miss it. And yes, this show is being recorded and it'll be on the American Rock Radio website later on. So this weekend, if it gets cold out, you can throw on some stupid, cheesy, surfing, fun in the sun music. Beach Boys are the threefer on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
I love the colorful clothes she wears. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me my excitations. Somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
As would be expected, there's a whole lot of butt hurt on Twitter due to the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case trial. And I'm going to read them for you. Just a few. Mayor Bill de Blasio, very, very popular man across America, very well respected in his opinions and, very, very wealthy. He says on Twitter, Anthony Hoover and Joseph Rosenbaum are victims. They should be alive today. The only reason they're not is because a violent, dangerous man chose to take his gun across state lines and start shooting people. To call this a miscarriage of justice is an understatement. This whole he crossed state lines. You people don't even believe that America should have a southern border. You don't believe in borders until it suits you. If you had no double standards, you'd have none at all. Black Lives Matter, blue check mark on Twitter. Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all counts. This is how the systems conspire to entrench white supremacy when a white man shoots a white pedophile. Dr. Wendy Osifo.
The fact that Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty on all counts after killing two people in cold blood shows the world exactly
what type of country America really is. Shake my head. I'm shaking my head. And I might even say just wow if you're not careful. Andy Ostroy, never heard of him. He says the moral of the story is if you're going to illegally cross state lines with an illegally acquired AR-15 and walk through a ride killing two people, you just might be white, and I just might not know what I'm talking about because those things are not illegal. Nice try, Andy, though. The NAACP, predictable. The verdict in the case is a travesty. Fails to deliver justice on behalf of those who lost their lives as they peacefully assembled to protest against police brutality and violence. What about the people that were killed in the riots? I guess you don't care about them. And you can't, and you can't say it's because they're white, because the two that were, never mind. Yvette Nicole Brown. OJ got the wrong Nicole Brown. The good news is that white men and boys can still kill whoever they want and do no jail time. Isn't that fun? And he killed white people. I bet Kyle Rittenhouse is going to go right out, take some more white power pics with the Proud Boys, and plan his next massacre. Yeah, Yvette, you just go on down to the south side of Chicago and see how many people get away with murder on a daily basis. Paul Mason, Rittenhouse, new stage in American fascism. Jury gives green light to far-right vigilantes. Take your gun and claim self-defense. Vigilante. Ooh. Ooh. The Iowa citizen. The Iowa citizen. Because everybody cares so much what the Iowa citizen says. In the monthly How Tall the Wheat Grew report. Justice in America is for the AR-15 carrying white man only. Again, you just head on down to the south side of Chicago and see how many people walk away without charges after murdering somebody. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. There's a big list of these I'm looking at. A lot of these people I haven't heard of. And I don't care. Oh, Donna Brazile, her I've heard of. Donna Brazile. I'm not going to read it, though, because, you know, like I said, nobody really cares what she thinks about anything. Kind of like Sheryl Crow. Nobody cares what she thinks about anything. But it is fun in the sun today, and she wants to soak it up, even though half of her is missing. You know the story. Oh, yeah, and only use one square of toilet paper. That was her. Sheryl Crow, soak up the sun. American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Watching TV.
one line in that song that has always just kind of killed me, and that is her friend, the communist. Well, she can't afford to pay for his gas money to get to his office, and he doesn't have a TV, so she just is forced to sit there. Well, that's what happens when you hang out with communists, Cheryl. And I'm pretty sure that it was her that had the... remember, she had said that you're supposed to only use one square of toilet paper? So I don't know a lot about her, but she probably doesn't smell too great. Just guessing. Just guessing. Let's do one more before we go to our commercial block. Zach Brown Band, Toes, on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Just pretend it's nice outside, would you? You could do it.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, the plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios en va con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone pour me some Jaeger and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The senoritas don't care. By the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay, not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
You know what I like about this music? It's even, you know, that old campy 50s and 60s beach music. It's kind of, it's innocent, right? Like, there's no hoes getting smoked at the crack spot and all that crap. You know what I mean? And even back during that time, I wasn't alive back then. I wasn't born until 75. But when I look at the situation, it seems like America was a lot better and stronger at the time. You didn't have Planned Parenthood abortion clinics on every Martin Luther King Boulevard. You didn't have people being shot every 10 seconds in Chicago. You know, there was still bad things going on, but like the nation wasn't as divided as it is now. And a strong America is good for the world. By the way, before we go to the commercial break for our sponsors, do yourself a favor and go find one of these compilations of all the memes that people put together. Some of them are really funny. This is funny, but it's not at the same time. I'm looking at one here. And again, this is not funny, but it is. Leftists, when they hear that Kyle shot a man who had raped five little boys, that could have been me. That's one of those things where it's a gray area. It's funny because, well, that's kind of how they are, and everybody knows it. Sticking up for maps and, you know, minor attracted persons, things like that. Just a really disgusting bunch of people. That's my opinion. To the commercials, back with Fun in the Sun, Rock Friday on American Rock Radio on Mojo 50 after this. Stick around. You might like it.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Tenderville, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys. Well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
So, therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romicadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and would be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romicadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romicadesigns.com.
Is about to get real and you really need a plan and you need people on board, there's only one place to be: Sunday Long Live Radio, 5 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. UK on Mojo 50 Radio.
America Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows, America Nuck Radio. This guy Mike Phillip is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Nuck Radio. American Nuck Radio.
Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, is now saying that the January 6th insurrection was an attack on the core values of NATO. NATO couldn't even beat the sand people in Afghanistan. So I can see how they would have been afraid of a bunch of people that were staying inside of the velvet ropes. Let's go to the audio here, see if it's any good.
I'm wondering what you thought of the events of January 6th.
When matters.
Protesters stormed the capital of NATO's biggest ally.
I regard that as an attack on the core democratic institutions of the United States and therefore also on core values of NATO.
I thought it was... Yeah. Oh, these guys are such a bunch of wieners, I tell you. Tell you what, let's do some Van Halen, Beautiful Girls. I think this fits pretty good with the whole fun in the sun theme that we've got going on today. Don't you? Yeah, it works, definitely. The only problem is that I've got multiple systems running that I've got to turn off. See, I made it work.
She was seaside, sitting just smoking and drinking on ringside. On top of the world, oh yeah. She had a drink in her hand, she had her toes in the sand. Wow, what a beautiful
I am, they know, man of the world.
Set of roto-toms, okay? So for those of you non-drummer types out there, I'm going to tell you what a roto-tom is. You can change the pitch by turning it. It has a tension spring in it. So I've got them right beside my microphone here. And there's a reason I'm doing this, okay? So these are roto-toms. Okay, so I can change the pitch by just slightly turning it. Now, the reason I brought these into my studio is because Wipeout was one of the very first songs that I learned to play on the drums, because everybody thinks that the drum part in Wipeout is really cool, and I did too, and I actually learned to play it by playing it on my thigh, on my leg, on my jeans, and all it is just a flam on one of the, well, I'll give you an example on this roto-tom, okay? This is Wipeout. And I do more, but I only brought three roto-toms into the studio. That being said, the worst version of Wipeout of all time, the Fat Boys with the Beach Boys. Fat Boys, Beach Boys, what's the difference? Well, there's actually lots of, well, weight-wise anyway. just sucks so bad. Over, come on. Imagine how covered in spit that microphone was when they were done. Who says you can't be untalented and overweight to make it in America? I wonder what the fat boys are doing these days. Let's forget about it. Hey, we got a twofer. Joe Satriani surfing with the alien and the Satch Boogie on American Rock Radio's Fun and Sun Rock Friday. No more fat guys, I promise. Or fat boys, whatever. If you're overweight, I don't hold it against you. Literally.
Show 5-0.
Catch Boogie and Surfing with the Alien. I'm looking at the time, and we've got less than a minute to go in the first hour of American Rock Radio. Lots of music coming up, though. We've got the Dick Dale, the Dick Dale. That came out all wrong. Head over to AmericanRockRadio.com. Become a Dr. Glidden insider. Learn how to effectively treat at home over 950 different chronic pain and disease issues using vitamins and diet. Yes, you can do it if you know how to do it right. And if you want to get the right supplements to use to get the job done, you can get those there, too, if you hit the store button. If you have any problems finding things or things that work, let me know. There's a lot there. We'll be back right after the network break for Hour 2 of American Rock Radio.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5.